7-Eleven with Steve Schein. Thanks so much for starting your weekend with us here at WoWo. It's going to be a beautiful one at that. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 77. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy. Get this, temperatures 85 to 90. And the same for Sunday with a partly cloudy sky and a high of 88. You wouldn't know it now because it's kind of cool out there. It's 51 degrees here at WoWo. On the Newsmaker line with me this morning is former Allen County Sheriff and friend Ken Freeze, the other half of my favorite person, Candy Freeze. But we'll let you on the air anyway. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. I'm fine. And just so you know, Candy's sitting right here with me. So you got both of us.
Very good. Always giving me great service in our political activities. And she's just a gem. And you're a very fortunate person. Just want to chat a little bit about Crime Stoppers this morning. We see you on TV all the time and talking about how the public can help solve crimes that have otherwise gone unsolved. Tell us a little bit about how that works and what this semi-new, I'll call it that, app process is to report a crime.
Right. That's Crime Stoppers really is an organization that people need to understand is it's not a police agency. We are run by a board, and I tell you, the board is probably the best board I've ever worked with. It's a group of dedicated citizens that just want to make sure that Fort Wayne and Allen County is a safer place to live, and that's why they got involved in Crime Stoppers from the start. And basically, we have taken about 1,300 tips so far this year. We average around 1,500 a year. Our tips are up, I think, a lot because of this new P3 system we have, which is an app, as you say, that people can get on their phone or their iPads or their pads and give us information. And the beauty of it is it's all anonymous, and we can have two-way conversations. I see tips come in a lot that I forward to the detectives. And within minutes, I see the detective sending messages back to the tipster, getting more information from them that is relevant to the case that I don't know anything about, but the detectives do. So this P3 app has really helped solve a lot of crimes just in the last year.
Do you have any data as how the success rate of the P3 app compares to the telephone calls that come into Crime Stoppers?
I can tell you that most of the phone calls that come in are about warrants and serving of people that have warrants for their arrest. So that number is pretty high. The percentage is pretty high. It may be a known location or it may be an unknown location. And we pay for those unknown locations. So I would say that on the phone calls, you're probably somewhere around 60%. And on the P3 apps, it's hard to tell because it may take 6 months to a year before charges are filed on a case. But it's got to be close to about the same, if not a little higher, because the information we're getting on the P3 app is so much greater than what we're getting on a phone call.
Tell me a little bit about the amount of money that Crime Stoppers has paid out here over the last year. Quite a bit, hasn't it?
It has. And I can tell you, since the inception in 1983, we've paid over $650,000
wow.
in tips. And people need to understand, this is not taxpayer money. This is all donated money. We have two major fundraisers a year. One is a car show and one is a golf outing. And we accept donations daily from the public. This tip money is all generated from donations.
I couldn't think of a better spokesperson for Crime Stoppers than yourself. Would you please refresh the memories of those who are listening this morning and may want to give a tip to Crime Stoppers, the number to call in telephonically, and then again, what you're supposed to text to the P3 app?
Yeah, the P3 app is the best way to do it, like I say, because you're going to have a two-way conversation with the detectives or the warrants officers even. And if not, if you don't have the app, which is really easy to get, and I encourage everybody to do it, but our phone number is 436-7867. It's 436-STOP.
Sheriff, always good to talk to you. You were a great public servant when you were a sheriff of Allen County, and you continue that role as the spokesperson for Crime Stoppers. We appreciate you and your family and the service that you've done to given to Allen County.
Thank you, Steve. It's my honor.
Podcasts by Federated Media.